This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull. In today's headlines, Native representation took to the runway during New York's Fashion Week. A new sculpture installation honors the leaders and legends of the Wenatchee people. And it's Pali Day in Canada, which marks a pivotal Supreme Court ruling. These stories today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull, sitting in for Antonia Gonzalez. This year's New York Fashion Week made history by featuring the first Native American designer. The show coincided with the first of its kind Indigenous New York Fashion Week. Reporter Carol Ann Duro has more.
Jamie Okuma, Shoshone Bannock, Wailaki, and a member of the La Jolla Band of Indians, is known for her intricate beadwork and clothing designs. At New York Fashion Week, Okuma showcased pieces adorned with graphics of dentalium shells, flowers, elk teeth, and butterflies. The models walked in dresses made of silk, bamboo, and cotton. Okuma is the very first Native American designer to be included in New York Fashion Week. Nearby, the inaugural Indigenous New York Fashion Week was hosted by Relative Arts, an Indigenous fashion community space. The show featured 25 Indigenous artists from all over the world. Kinsale Drake, who is Diné and the founder of the Indian Girls Book Club, modeled for the runway.
The energy was just something that was so exciting and buzzy, and it felt like you can't erase us. We're here, and now we're also in New York on Lenape land.
Drake points out how Fashion Week has long included tribal designs.
We saw recently a rise of Americana or Western fashion, which derives from these Southwest aesthetics that are Indigenous.
Details about the next Indigenous New York Fashion Week are still to come. For National Native News, I'm Carol Ann Duro.
A sculpture honoring the last chief of the Wenatchee tribe has been delivered and erected at a developing art installation in Wenatchee, Washington. The piece depicts Piscuosa Chief John Harmelt, also known as Crow Song, and is made of repurposed metal parts. Sculptor Judd Turner of Eugene, Oregon, was asked to do it for the Tribal Council of Wenatchee, which shows Chief Harmelt on horseback. Turner says it's the most meaningful public piece he's ever done, but he didn't take the invitation lightly when he first talked to city officials about the sculpture.
I said, you know, I'm a white guy, right? Like, you're asking me to do a tribal subject for a tribe, and I want to make sure that you know that I'm non-native and that that is okay with the tribe and that you're aware of that. And he said, oh, yeah, we understand that. And I said, I can only do this with tribal oversight and guidance. I'm handling somebody else's cultural traditions, and I want to do that as carefully and respectfully as I can.
More pieces will be installed at Wenatchee's Memorial Park to create Piscuosa Plaza. These will be done by Swede Albert of the Colville Confederated Tribes. His pieces will be interpretive signs featuring animals relevant to Wenatchee legends.
One of the stories is about two different bears. So I already made a grizzly bear, and then there's a little black bear that I'm making that's going along with it. And then the coyote and the salmon, they go together in one story. There's also a two owls sister story, and I have two owls made for that. One more fabricated story that I'm making, and it's for the Wenatchee peoples. They asked me to do like a representation of a basket, like a berry basket. They were really prominent in basket making and weaving, and that's a lot of the artifacts that are still left.
As a Wenatchee descendant, Albert says it's deeply meaningful for him to work on this project. The Piscuosa Plaza's dedication ceremony will be held October 13th. And on this day in 2003, the Canadian Supreme Court handed down a landmark ruling which said the Métis people of current-day Ontario are a distinct Indigenous people with their own customs, identity, and traditions well before Canada became a country and Ontario became a province. The 10-year legal battle started with the Métis father and son, Steve and Roddy Pally, who refused to plead guilty to hunting moose without a license because of their tribal identities. The ruling empowered Métis people across Canada, and September 19th is called Pally Day. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull.